Things are looking a little nicer this morning, but as of yesterday afternoon, the Dow had lost 507 points in one day, down almost 8% for the month, and on track between that and the S&P 500 to have its worst December in decades and decades. Joining us, Valley economist Jim Rounds. I think last time we talked to you, I was all panicky. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And this morning, I'm like all panicky. What's going on, Jim?
Cool. So. We have to remember that this is a different era. It was only a couple or 3 years ago that we had some real problems in terms of how the government was taxing and regulating, and we went to this new era for being very pro-business. People got optimistic, businesses were optimistic, and the Dow was lifted probably higher than it should have been. Ah. So we're in this range where our expectations are we're going to win the Super Bowl every year, but sometimes you don't, and we get a little bit let down. But compared to history, even recent history, we're still doing very well. The key is to not count the money as given. The key is to look at this as longer term in terms of the trends.
Okay, yeah, because I'm thinking back to, I think it was January of this year. I remember the opening bell, and we're like, oh my gosh, we hit 26,000 on the Dow. We're now right now at 23,854. So that 26,000 was just inflated, right?
Right. Well, that's what I think. And there's some financial advisors out there that feel that this is justified. But if you look at the economic data, like we always talk about, it's still been steadily moving upward. Now, that's not the same as how the stock market moves. In the long term, though, they do have to somewhat match. And so right now, we're seeing things maybe dip a little bit below the economic trend, and then it'll come back above. But for the next couple of years, and I don't think we're going to have a recession for the next couple of years, but you just never know. But let's say we don't. Expect this volatility to go up and down, and it's going to be hard to do financial planning. I think there's more downside risk than upside opportunity at this point, though.
Okay. We're talking with Valley economist Jim Rounds about these precipitous drops and upswings on the markets. One of the things that, of course, helps the markets do these kind of things is the Fed and whether or not they're going to raise interest rates. They're going to raise interest rates, but maybe the last time for a while.
Yeah, they need to. You have to get back up to a level where you can use it as a tool later. And again, you know, they may have to use it in a couple or 3 years, but they have to be a little bit more cautious right now. And I think the public in general, policymakers, nobody wants them to act too aggressively. So up until now, I think it's been okay, but they may need to pull back just a little bit. So I think you're right. I think they'll be a little bit more, they'll sit back and be a little bit more wait and see over the next few months rather than being as aggressive as they were planning.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Jim Rounds of Rounds Consulting, Valley Economist.